Welcome to our program, Everyday English. In a previous program, we met a certain type of question, which was essentially a reported speech. Before I describe it further, would you look at an example?
He always calls several of his friends together.
What did he always do?
He always calls his friends together. What did he always do? The situation will be described as follows. Kofi makes a remark. After some time, Adjo, who did not quite get what was said, asks a question about the remark. A direct question is combined with an indirect one. There are two things to observe. First, the question is put in the past tense, although the original remark may have been in the present. Second, the question is said with a rising intonation. Let's look at the sentence again.
He always calls several of his friends together.
What did he always do?
What did he always do? This sentence is a shortened form of "What did you say he always did?" From this we get "What did he always do?" Now here's a short dialogue.
Well, you're back already.
Yes, much earlier than you expected. I am seeing Dr. Mashi again on Wednesday, and you are back earlier than I expected.
I finished the work in less than an hour. I'm going to the Mensa Memorial Library to read the newspapers. From there, I'll go visit the Osseys. When were you seeing Dr. Mashi?
Wednesday. But you know, I'm not keen on seeing him again. I've lost confidence in him.
Why?
Because he's not good. That's all.
I'm not sure about that.
Well, I feel so downcast. Now tell me, where were you going from here?
Mensa Memorial Library. Would you like to come?
Yes. And whom would you visit after that?
The Osseys.
That's the end of the dialogue, listeners. Now let's look at some of the sentences again. Kofi says,
I'm seeing Dr. Mashi again on Wednesday.
I'm seeing Dr. Mashi again on Wednesday. This sentence is interrupted by several other utterances. Apparently, Adjo did not quite get all that was said, and she asks,
when were you seeing Dr. Mashi again?
When were you seeing Dr. Mashi again? Observe the change from present to past tense. Observe also that Adjo did not use a verb of saying or reporting in her question. When were you seeing Dr. Mashi again? Here's another example.
I'm going to the Mensa Memorial Library to read the newspapers.
This is one of the utterances by Adjo. After some time, Kofi asks a question echoing this statement.
Tell me, where were you going from here?
Tell me, where were you going from here? Observe here, as in all other cases, the use of the rising intonation. Tell me, where were you going from here? And now our final example.
From there, I'll go visit the Osseys.
After this, there are questions and answers. Then Kofi asks,
and whom would you visit after that?
And whom would you visit after that? Observe the relation between the comment by Adjo and Kofi's question. Observe also that the rising intonation was used. Here's another short dialogue. Would you please listen to it carefully? pay attention to the various comments made by the speakers and the relation between them and the question that follows much later. Above all, listen to the type of intonation used in the questions.
There is a note for you. It's on the desk. It is signed by a young man who called himself Joe Mai.
I am famished. I spent the whole morning at the Akolos.
Well, there is plenty to eat and drink.
And where was the note left for me by someone?
On the desk.
And what was the gentleman called?
Joe Mai.
Now we're going to listen to the dialogues again. Here's the first one.
Oh, you're back already?
Yes. Much earlier than you expected. I am seeing Dr. Mashi again on Wednesday, and you are back earlier than I expected.
I finished the work in less than an hour. I'm going to the Mensa Memorial Library to read the newspapers. From there, I'll go visit the office. When were you seeing Dr. Mashi?
Wednesday, but you know, I'm not keen on seeing him again. I've lost confidence in him.
Why?
Because he's not good, that's all.
I'm not sure about that.
Well, I feel so downcast now. Tell me, where are we going from here?
Mensa Memorial Library. Would you like to come?
Yes. And whom will you visit after that?
The Orsays.
That's the end of the first dialogue. Now, let's look at the second dialogue. Now, listen carefully.
There is a note for you. It's on the desk. It is signed by a young man who called himself Joe Mai.
I am famished. I spent the whole morning at the Akolos.
Well, there is plenty to eat and drink.
And where was the note left for me by someone?
On the desk.
And what was the gentleman called?
Joe Mai.
Thank you both. Now that's all we have time for, listeners. Have a good day. And goodbye.